You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. The podcast.
John, J. Will, Zubin. Alan Hahn in for Zubin once again. Bart Scott here in for Keyshawn and Jay this morning. Our hearts are broken for our brother Keyshawn.
Yeah, yesterday I was having dinner with my family, and I got a call from our boss, Justin Craig. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have heard things like this before, but whenever somebody calls you and they say, are you sitting down? I just start to really brace myself for what's about to come next. And he told me that Keyshawn's daughter had passed away, Maya. And I literally said some words in front of my daughter that I wasn't really expecting to say. Just kind of like in shock. And I immediately picked up my phone. I called him. And, you know, we've been doing this show since August, man. We've been hit with a lot of real stuff from social injustice and, you know, players boycotting, and obviously being in the position that him and I have been in, received some criticism from people about how we're talking and about some of the things we're talking about. I'll be honest with you guys, man. When I first met Key, I was like, man, this guy's an ass. He is loud. He is over the top. And but man, as we've done this show, like, I've grown to love Keyshawn. Like, he's my brother. Yeah. And Keyshawn's always been that voice of strength. Like, strength every day. Yeah. Strength. And I heard it in his voice, and I didn't know what to say at all. It's one of the most painful things I've ever had to go through, and it's not even my daughter. I can't imagine what he's going through. And I just want to read some of the words, because he put out a statement via Twitter last night, and it said, you know, quote, "It's with incredible sadness that I have to share the news about the passing of my beautiful daughter, Maya. Maya, as my firstborn child, has been the joy of my life and her mother Shakiri's life. She came into our lives just as we were both coming of age as adults, and has been a constant beloved presence for both of us. We are heartbroken and devastated. Shakiri, Maya, siblings, our family, and I appreciate your thoughts and prayers at this difficult time. We are also appreciative of your support and respect for our privacy as we move forward. Thank you all. God bless. Keyshawn Johnson, Sr." You know, so this has been a tough year for everybody.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a very tough day for Key. I pray for him. I know we're all praying for him. We're all sending him love and positivity. And, you know, with that being said, like, we are going to move forward. And we're going to have one hell of a show today. I mean, this is how Key is. He texted our lead producer last night, Evan, and said, don't F the show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Like, in the midst of all this, man, like, that's what our job is each and every morning, to make people smile, to make people cry, to make people appreciative of the opportunity we have for today. Not tomorrow. I don't know what the hell tomorrow is going to bring.
Right.
I don't know what today is going to bring after I leave. But I know for this 4 hours, this 5 hours that we're here together as a unit, this is what it's all about. And we're going to make sure that people start their day off with one hell of a smile, one hell of an emotional roller coaster, because they deserve that. So I know we're all dads, and this is a crazy day, man, yesterday.
Yeah, man. We all have daughters, and it puts things in perspective, understanding that what's really important in life is family. And if you're around your family today and you're around your kids, give them a hug, right? Because tomorrow's not promised to anybody. Our hearts go out, our condolences go out to the family. We'll be here to support Keyshawn, you know, to take as much time as he needs, you know, to be able to lift our brother up. And that's what, you know, teammates do, right? In time of crisis, we kind of hold each other up and make sure that we're good. And so, Keyshawn, you know, we're praying for you. We love you. And it's no words to really be able to explain, you know, as a father and having a daughter as well. You know, daughters are particularly special. I know we love all our kids, but daughters are something special, right? They're our hearts. And right now, you know, Keyshawn, his heart is broken right now. And we'll be here to help him pick up the pieces and do whatever we can do in support of him.
Bart, you always use the phrase, the word with me all the time when we talk about helping each other. You say footprints.
Yeah.
Right, from the poem about, during your toughest times, there's only one set of footprints. Why? Because I was carrying you.
Right.
And that's kind of, the idea here. You know, what we do, we talk sports. And it's sort of that idea of sports, which is team, which is, the ability to carry each other at the worst of times for us. Yeah. And that's what these are. This that immediate just bond that you get when you work with people and you connect with them. And, I'm very new to this show, but not new as a listener, just new as somebody that's part of it. And, the immediate connection, Jay, you and I have had the immediate connection that I had with Key and the way, you just get to know people on a personal level. It's impossible not to affect you. But what also happens at these times is you fumble for things to say. We're people that speak for a living and there's nothing to say. So you say a prayer and you're just there for somebody. And maybe listening instead of talking is really the best thing you can do for anybody in this time. But, it does put a lot of things into perspective, of course. We fight, we argue. You talk about criticism that you get for things you say, where Twitter, or other social media, everybody has anger and it's passion. But we all share the same passion for one thing that, of course, is sports. Right. But this is real life kind of stuff that is, I'm sure, something that a lot of people out there listening can relate to, unfortunately, in some way or another. And while we will, get this show going and we will get into topics and we will start to argue and fight and say things that will maybe make you crazy as you're listening to it, make you want to yell at us and stuff. And that's exactly what we're here for. And that's exactly what Keyshawn is demanding of us today. And that's certainly something that we're going to do.
Wrap it up, thick neck. I can hear him already.
Slug nose. He calls me. We get all their names, man.
But that's what family does, right?
That's what family does. But, I can say this. At the end of the day, no matter what happens, that dude was always there for one another. He was always, always there. And that's how we're going to be on the show today. That's how I feel with you guys. Like, no doubt. We haven't known you guys that long, but I feel like you guys are my family. Alan, I call you randomly on weekday nights to talk about basketball. Yeah. Bart, you and I argue about random stuff. So that's what it's about, man.
Yeah. And the main thing is to get his mind off things and get him mad at us. So that's the plan. Get him listening, saying, "Get me on that damn show so I can tell Bart what it really is about." Yeah. That's of course what this provides, that distraction. So that's what we're going to do. Again, as Jay said, Keyshawn told our producer, "Don't F up the show today." So that's the goal for the next 4 hours. I can't promise you anything. Almost did it yesterday, but
he recovered.
Coming up, that's what we're going to do because it was a very busy day yesterday in sports. A lot to discuss, including free agency and the Patriots coming, like just showing up at the party with money to spend and throwing it around on the first day, unlike anything we have seen before in the Belichick era. So we will discuss all that and more with lots of guests. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. J. Will here, Bart Scott, Alan Hahn as well. And you just heard it, Patriots spending money.
That laugh, that evil laugh, Bart.
Yeah, you know what's coming.
That evil
Bart
laugh,
Scott,
I hear it already.
You know what can't wait is about to happen. $200 million in the first early hours of free agency. Jonnu Smith, Matt Judon, Kendrick Bourne, Devon Godchild.
Alan, can you spend all your money within the first 5 minutes of being in the club? They usually tell you to wait for a little while, Bart. You know what I mean? Just wait a minute. You know, get a lay of the land. See the scene, you know?
With the money guns. Yeah. He was flying around. He has had it.
Just 30 people came out with bottles in the first 5 minutes of the club. You're like, wow, you just got here.
That just tell you that he was super sensitive. He heard all the noise. He saw Tom down there celebrating. He said, everybody, we're going to run it back. He's like, no, I'm doing whatever I got to do to make sure I put this team on the map. And it's very, he gave us kind of a peek behind the curtain about how they're going to try and win. And you look at what they're doing. They're going back to the old school Patriot style before Tom Brady became a superstar. They're going to run the ball. They're going to play possession football. They're going to try and take shots down the field. And they're going to try and play great defense. And that's what Bill told me. When you think about bringing back Trent Brown, knowing that you have Isaiah Wynn over there, now you probably have two of the best tackles in the game. Remember, Trent Brown was there with him he got Trent Brown paid by the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Brought him back, and now they're going to try and run the ball and take shots and use Cam as the 11th guy, the guy that you really can't account for, and hope that they can get back to the form their defense was at a couple of years ago.
Now, this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So where are the Patriots at this point, and what else needs to be done? Because I believe Nelson Aguilar is another addition as well we didn't even mention.
And that's a reach. That's a reach, though. That's a lot of money for Nelson Aguilar. You're right. Every once in a while.
Plays with mittens on.
He drives you crazy. He got five thumbs. Remember how they were teasing him in Philly? You know what I mean? Like, you know, the guy was like, he was catching the babies out of the bird and building. He's like, you know, we weren't going to drop the babies like Nelson Aguilar. You know, that's how bad he's been and how inconsistent. But, you know, the Ravens haven't panicked, right? And sometimes when you see people win day one, it's because they have a lot of holes. You see the Ravens are being patient, saying, guess what? You can have Judon. That's great. You can have Yannick Ngakoue. Like, it's certain places and organizations that just breed pass rushers. So just think, the Ravens went from Adelius Thomas to Darrell Suggs, Elvis Dumervil to Darius Smith, developed Judon. So they're like, don't worry, we'll go get Carlos Dunlap. We'll save money. You guys can pay, you know, top dollar for it. We're going to get a discount. We're going to push that easy button and get those rollback prices. Because when you pay at the top of the market, usually what happens is, you know, they're going to be funny contracts. So you start to see a lot of the funny money happening. You know, you look at Taysom Hill, $140 million.
All years voidable.
I think everybody's waiting for the new, you know, money to come out when you think about the salary cap going up in the next couple of years. And then they're going to front load a lot of this money and convert some of this salary into signing bonuses and be able to free up money. It's all about accounting, Jay Weezy.
No, I'm with you. So yesterday when I saw the news break about the Pats, I think naturally you look for where's the splash?
Yeah.
Like, where's the splash in free agency?
Yeah.
But the more time I thought about it, I'm like, wow, okay, these are a lot of pieces that fit into the overall system of how Bill Belichick likes to play, likes to coach.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking about, okay, who are some of the top teams? Obviously, you got the Bills. I'm like, they're not – is the gap between the Bills and the Patriots that much?
It's not.
No, it's not. Actually, they were in position to win the game. If Cam doesn't put the ball out in one hand and puts it out another or tucks it, they probably win that game. So if you're – elevating the system style of what you play and give him more weapons on the outside, a lot of guys who opted out are not back.
It
feels like they're right in that position to be a playoff team. They're going to be a playoff team next year.
Maybe. I mean,
they're going to be a playoff team next year.
I mean, you
they were 7-9 this year, Bart. Yeah, they should have been a playoff team.
But you got to think, they were a bad
7-9 too, right? Yes. Like, they were a bad 7-9.
And Cam played horrible.
Yeah.
COVID, everything.
Yeah, other teams are going to get better as well, right? So you know it's always two teams that's going to come to the party that wasn't at the party the year before. Who's the teams that can make that jump? You know, can Miami be able to get there, you know, with some of the moves that they can make coming on? You know, it's important to see who's going to win day two and day three as you think, you know, you're not setting the market anymore. Everybody set the market yesterday. You think about Corey Lindsey. You think about Tooney. Now it's about getting those value pieces, guys that can come and be the finishing pieces on some of these puzzles or the corners of the puzzle that can kind of bring everything together and give you a better picture. So I'm excited to see what happens with the secondary market, where Galladay is going to go, where Juju Smith-Schuster is going to go, where some of these other players that are out there, the secondary pass rushers, where they're going to go, right? Because, you know, day one went as expected. You know, it's a couple surprises. It was amazing to see who was aggressive and who kind of was patient. And, you know, we'll see what moves are left out there, what trades are left out there. Trent Williams, who's out there. you know, who's going to be able to get some of these value pieces, guys that are, you know, veteran players.
Would we say, though, that the Patriots are the early leaders in the clubhouse?
Oh, of course.
I know it's only day one.
They're winning day one. Listen, I know Grunt is like, are you serious? You gave a tight end $36 million guaranteed? Where's the love, Bill?
Love has been lost.
It's like when Gettleman got to say, hey, man, we got two laptops now. It's like, oh, welcome to the new age, Bill. This is how we do business now. You got to spend that money.
Are we sure it's Bill? Because we know his dog Nike was working the draft that night in front of the laptop getting stuff done. Could it have been like a couple of paws hit a keyboard and one of the scouts or one of the people in the front office like, all right, he's saying give him that much, right? He's saying $32 million for Judon, guaranteed. Man. Let's do it.
I mean, Judon is a no-brainer. Jonnu Smith, I think in their system, he's a talented you know, tight end who I think can block as well, but also you think about being able to give Cam easy throws in between the numbers.
That would be nice
Cam
for Cam
struggles
to have.
On the, yeah, he struggles yeah. on the outside of, yeah. of the
better
numbers.
Better options than Nikhil Harry and other people that have been there. I mean, let's be honest about it. If you start going through the things that they had to battle through last year, yeah. that's why, you know, we played the sound the other day of some people on Boston radio who were absolutely just demolishing Cam. Yeah. I mean, they were – castrating him pretty much. And we're like, well, slow down. It has been a lot of factors that have gone into this year.
By the end of the season, everybody's going to want to go shoe shopping with Cam.
Listen, shoe shopping with Cam.
I can imagine Cam, man, throwing a Nelson like, come on, just tuck it in the tummy, man. You're messing up my QB rate, man. Come on, man. Wide open. You know, it's like that Budweiser commercial dude over there like that. Hit him. Like, come on, man. Get this dude some stick-em. You know, but, you know, it's going to be amazing to see what they do next because you understand that the draft is coming, too. So, listen, Bill thinks he plays chess,
Mac
not
Jones,
checkers.
Potentially?
That would be
Mac Jones. I mean, now there's just some QB potentially that you can get with that pick.
But listen,
maybe that's been the name that's been the closest connected to the Patriots.
Yeah.
It does make sense if you're using Cam now. It's weird to say that you have an MVP or a former MVP. I know it's been six years. But now he's our bridge quarterback.
Kurt Warner was that,
that's
right?
Fair when point.
He was the next five years.
You draft a Mac Jones who's essentially, I mean, in the NFL, is he going to be like an Alex Smith? I know you're going to go off.
Stop me when there's ever been an Alabama quarterback that ever came in or Ohio State quarterback that came to the league and did anything.
Joe Namath was a great NFL quarterback. What are you talking about, Alabama?
Okay,
but if he's a system quarterback, that's different. If he's a system quarterback, that could be different.
Yeah, but system quarterbacks don't get you to Super Bowls.
A game manager?
Well, Tom Brady got you to Super Bowls.
A game manager?
Tom Brady got you to Super Bowls. And your defense. Your defense gets you there, too.
Yeah, but like in this league, you got to think about who you got to go against to get to the Super Bowl. And they got to go through Patrick Mahomes, who got better yesterday, you know, who has a young core. And you talk about guys.
He got better now just because they signed a center. You said they still need working outside.
Well, I think they're going to bring Swartz or Eva Fisher back on a cheaper deal. You saw that they're restructuring. It's all about accounting, man. They getting it together. But I don't think that the Patriots, we're going to see, because Bill's going to have to do his best coaching jobs now, because you can't lean on the greatest football player of all time to get you out of bad decisions that you make in free agency or potentially making the draft.
But wouldn't you say this is exactly what he wants? Like if Tom Brady had to prove I can win without Bill.
Tom's Bill, good. He's like, we put the band back together. Whatever.
Well, we'll get
back
to that. But Bill has to now say, I can win without Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get my players, though, to play the way I want to play. See, some coaches, it's better that he doesn't have a star. I want to have foot soldiers who I can just put on the field and tell them what to do, and they'll execute. They have to fit my style, and so my system will win. And he'll get credit for that.
Players make systems, right? So you can talk about the triangle.
Right, so you need the right players.
Scotty,
Michael Jordan.
Shaq, Kobe. And Kobe. Yep.
Is that why the triangle worked?
Yeah, that's right. They could have had a Sosceles angle triangle, whatever they wanted. I don't care. I mean, I failed geometry.
It does seem like this is, to a degree, like a make or break.
It's
a year where either it's going to improve in the direction you want, or the amount of heat that's going to be on Bill Belichick will be hot.
All right, that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So we're asking on Twitter, at Key,
tweet.
J, and Z, who won the first day of free agency? So Aaron says, we're asking, at Patriots, hashtag money. Chris said, mediocrity won.
Ooh.
DK says, Drew Rosenhaus won the day.
He always wins
the day. Show me the money. Sherry says, Carl Lawson.
I mean, that's a sneaky good move, right?
Okay.
That's a guy when you're projecting, a guy's going to make a leap.
All right. And last but not least, at Comedian Watch says, the Bucks brought almost the whole band back together again. So you know we couldn't.
I thought the comedian was supposed to be funny. I was waiting for like a punchline or something.
You knew we couldn't have that Belichick conversation.
Sue's out there like Eddie Kane Jr. Ta-dang! I've been practicing every day, you guys.
So
I'm back.
Are the Bucks ready to run it back and do something that only the Patriots have done before, in obviously last 20 years?
Yeah.
We'll discuss that after Jay has this from Cintas.
Today, people expect a new level of clean. That's right. Cintas provides a wide range of essential products and services that help businesses keep their facilities and their employees clean and safe. Cintas will keep you well-stocked with essential supplies like face masks, hand sanitizer, gloves, and thermometers. Cintas will hygienically clean and deliver your uniforms as well. Cintas also helps you protect employees and customers with first aid, safety supplies, and fire protection services. Cintas helps you open your doors with confidence every day. Learn how Cintas can help you keep your business clean and safe at Cintas.com. Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Breaking news, the Buccaneers reached a four-year deal worth up to $72 million to re-sign pass rusher Shaq Barrett.
I think Tom Brady's going to be the first quarterback ever to have a chance, like a real chance, to go 16-0 again.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. J. Will with Bart Scott and Alan Hahn. A little morning, Bart and Hahn, for you with J. Will.
Yeah.
Have some fun here.
Jay Weezy.
What up, baby?
Can we do this more often on the SportsCenter? Because I kind of like that.
I get a little bit worried when I work with Bart because there's a tendency.
line step?
Yeah, I just start pushing the envelope on a lot of different subject matter that I don't feel comfortable with what I say after I say
but
it.
But I've learned this, though, Jay. With working with Bart, the fun part is that ain't my job to worry about him. It's the producer's job.
Yeah, but Evan, it's my job to worry about my job. That's the problem, Alan. Yeah. I'm not trying to get fired.
But don't you understand that every time you push the line, Bart will always go one step ahead, so you never have to worry about being the last guy.
Ah, okay.
That's what we do. Set me up for the banana in the tailpipe. Newsflash, Claw, we ain't never been friends.
Well, are Brady and Belichick friends? Do we know? Do we
they're,
think?
They're associates. Believe? They're associates.
Associates. Mm. Well,
colleagues,
what you have going on now with that team as they let's go back, shall we, to the Super Bowl parade, because we had Bruce Arians and company that they love each other. I love you. I love you. We're all coming back. And that's what they talked about.
We said
it was a great party, and they said, well, let's do it again. Let's take a listen to that day, the Super Bowl parade, and how they promised we're all coming back.
I made time my home. I appreciate y'all. I want to be back. I love to be back. I love to do it again.
Your ain't going nowhere.
Tampa was good. We deserved it. We worked hard all year.
Your ain't going nowhere either.
Yeah! We ain't going no nowhere.
We got Shaq and we got Ndamukong Suh.
No, you ain't going nowhere either.
I ain't just saying that. I mean that. We going to do it again. Y'all feel that?
No, you ain't going nowhere either.
It was a little Wolf of Wall Street, a little bit of old school. It's so good when it hits your lips. I mean, it's just like, dude, like they talked about it, and they're starting to keep that promise.
Yeah.
Jason Light keeps that drunken promise that those normally don't get kept, right, from experience. But this is happening. Shaq Barrett, four-year deal, $72 million. Gronkowski, one year, $10 million. Levante David, you heard him there. Also re-signed. Tom Brady, extended, working out some stuff. And Chris Godwin on the franchise tag. So they're all coming back. Does that mean they can repeat?
I mean, there's a chance that they can repeat, but the likelihood of that happening, we know in recent history, it really doesn't happen. We got to see how these guys handle success, right? Anybody can be the underdog and have that chip on their shoulder. They lived in the shadows of New Orleans last year after they got destroyed twice. And then they figured it out at the right time, got right at the right time. But we have to tip our hats to Tom Brady. Right, because a lot of this doesn't happen without Tom Brady saying, hey, bring Gronk back. Hey, if I need to add another year or give money back. And you know, we talk about Drew Brees, who retired recently. Drew Brees was always getting paid at the top of the market. He tried to, you know, play underneath his value for the last year. But Tom has understood that he's more about his legacy. Now, it may help when you got a wife that's loaded. You know what I mean? You don't have to take every dime.
Yeah, if I told my wife, you know, I got to give a little back because we want to keep the show together, and she's like, give what back? Like, what are you giving back?
$19 million. I mean, he's still doing okay.
Yeah, but 19 million.
I know, compared to what 40 million, I understand, yeah. Yes.
He's doing slightly other people better than have you gotten. Guys. Yes. I understand.
Understood. Dak's like, man.
Dak's like $19 million.
That's please do not give them our pocket change.
Yeah, but one has zero Super Bowl wins, and the other has seven.
Right.
So it's like. Yeah.
So it's still a couple of guys that may get left out, right? We got musical chairs, but for the most part, they brought back the core, which is important. And Ndamukong Suh's still out there, and I think that Antonio Brown may get left without a seat. But for the most part, they've kept their promise. And, you know, that's what you want to do. Usually what happens, guys get greedy when you have success and everybody wants to capitalize and cash in. Now, I believe that they'll probably give Chris Godwin a long-term deal, which will free up some more money. Mm. And maybe they can bring Antonio Brown back. I think that maybe Ndamukong Suh, with Vita coming back late and with Steve McClendon, which is one of Bo's favorite players, it won't be a spot that way for three defensive tackles, you know, making $5 million plus. So Ndamukong Suh could find himself on the way out. But for the most part, man, this team is going to be a threat to repeat. But we also said that about Kansas City. Right, and then
well, with that, yeah, but can I give Bruce Arians a lot of credit. I mean, the one of the lines he said initially when this whole thing was over, your asses ain't going nowhere. That's what he said to his core.
Yeah,
he retained his core. He did his job. The question is that enough for where they're going? Like, look, the Rams have gotten a lot better in NFC, right? Like,
yeah.
I think Matthew Stafford's going to be a game changer for them, even just energy wise around that building.
He's a much
even though people
player.
Want to sit there and criticize him for what he did in Detroit,
whatever.
Look, he had no help in Detroit.
Yeah.
I think the Rams are going to be there. And I still say at the end of the day, I wonder what Vegas is going to have because I still have the Kansas City Chiefs as a favorite. If they're not depleted, if their O-line isn't just everybody being hurt and we don't have Patrick Mahomes running for his life, I think that would have been a different game. So I like that Bruce Arians brought everybody back. You still have some work to do, but
yeah.
There's still things that you need to add to this team to make sure that they're better than what they were last year.
Now, we'll talk about, obviously, one of the contenders in the NFC, or at least one that was this year, in a minute. But just to let everybody know, as we're talking Bucks, Shaq Barrett's going to join us 9 a.m. Eastern on the show. We want to talk to Shaq Barrett about him getting paid and
got his money.
Keeping the group together as well, too, but also still staying in the fold. But you mentioned, you know, can they repeat? And as we teased, you know, could they also maybe do something that only the Patriots have done in the regular season? Dan Orlovsky on Get Up.
Uh-oh.
Had this to say.
I think Tom Brady's going to be the first quarterback ever to have a chance to go 16-0. Like a real chance to go 16-0.
First quarterback ever. He did it already.
Their schedule is butter soft. They play the NFC East. They play the AFC East. I think their two toughest games will be the Rams and the Buffalo Bills. They're going to be favored in just about every game. I think they'll be favored in every single game.
Clip that.
Yeah, Kansas City had a chance to go undefeated last year.
Let me throw this out.
That was all the talk going into.
I'll just throw this out because we also played from the parade. You know, I love you guys. We'll bring everybody back. Which guy sounded more drunk? Just curious.
I think the latter.
Would it be the first clip we played or that next clip we played? 16-0.
Come on, Dan. First of all, he's already done it with the Patriots. Stop it. It's been done. But I don't think that is.
Which is why you say, could he do it again with another team?
I don't believe so, right? And listen, that takes a lot out of you to shoot for. And those, that Patriot team would tell you that it deflated them, right? Sometimes it's best to kind of lose one or two.
I like what you did there. You used it deflated and Patriots, but in a different aura.
It's a lot of hate. It's a lot of hate still left.
Yeah,
me.
I could tell.
The hate in me is deep, my son.
It's deep. It's deep in the soul.
Yes.
But I tell you what. Listen, I believe that it's a couple of teams out there. You mentioned the Rams, and I think we're going to see how people really didn't like or didn't know how good Matthew Stafford is. I equate him to maybe the football version of James Harden. He's going to go there, and they're going to see just how great they are, and they did a great job in keeping that defense together. Now, they lost John Johnson, but they were able to bring in Leonard Floyd, who was very vital for them. You know, I think, you know, Marvin Jones, you know, see, like, certain teams only need a couple of pieces, right? You know, you talk about the Patriots, they had a lot of holes to fill. But you think about the Rams, you think about today.
The Packers. Will Fuller.
Today, Will Fuller, Kawan Short, go out there. See, that's a name, a guy 8 years in the league that's been a Pro Bowler. That it's like, it's all about these little pieces that fit to your puzzle and your system. That can really – so it's hard to say somebody's going to go 16-0 when we don't know who's going to improve, who's going to take the next step.
See, these are all narratives that end up getting hyped up by the media. And if I'm Tom Brady, I'm not worried about going 16-0. I'm not worried about the fact that, we're favorites in every game that we play. Yeah. Are we healthy when the playoffs start?
Yeah. Here's why
are we healthy when the playoffs start? That's all that matters for Tom Brady.
You do have that, but I'm going to tell you why they don't go 16-0. Because they won, and they're all getting paid.
Yeah.
That's why you don't go 16-0. Because, look, you know, it's Rocky III, right? You lost the eye of the tiger. Mm-hmm. It does happen. It doesn't mean they can't be good. It doesn't mean they can't, when they turn it on, like you said, if they're healthy, they get into the playoffs, you flip the switch, and you're back to work.
Themselves.
But if you're telling me they're going to go through 17 weeks, and they're going to just stay locked from game to game to game, your pockets are full,
and
you've got a ring on your finger. Yep. It's a lot different of an attitude going into a season when you've already got those accomplishments. Now all you're doing is playing for pride, and that doesn't come until we get to cold weather.
But see, I don't think that's true. I think that's true for a lot of teams that may have won it. I don't think that's true for Tom Brady-led teams that have won it. I think Tom is a different kind of leader. Now, I'm not saying that they won't have a game. I'm not saying they're going undefeated. I'm not one of those
people. Bruce Arians and Bill Belichick are different. Bruce will take his foot off the gas.
Okay.
Bill wouldn't.
That's fine. I don't need them to go undefeated to understand that they are still intense about winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
One doesn't have anything to do with the other, right? Like, I can see them dropping a couple of games and them still being locked in.
Right.
You're just going to have some games where you may be flat.
Right.
You may not have it. That's not the goal, ultimately. The goal is to win another Super Bowl. That's why I said, are you healthy when the playoffs start? You're playing your best football going into the playoffs.
That's where I think they become dangerous, is that point. Okay. But the idea that they would go 16-0, is he basing on the fact that the division, there's no Drew Brees, Atlanta's heading the other way, Carolina's
Saints
probably going
to be that
young.
Bad with Jameis Winston now. Let's not count them out. Oh, Bart doesn't believe in it.
Hey, listen,
you're not a believer in Jameis?
Yeah, that's why they gave him $12 million. They gave him backup money.
You have to prove it. I'm saying you have to prove it.
Yeah. I mean, this is the only opportunity that he had. And if he wants to be able to take over and get the keys to the Cadillac, but they still have the same issues, right? Michael Thomas is the only stud they have out there. And Jameis Winston forcing the ball there, he's going to have to show that he's improved and been able to start having, you know, discipline within the pocket and not making bad decisions. You know, they lost Emmanuel Sanders. So now they have to figure out if they can find a secondary receiver on the market. And there's plenty of them left. And they got to make sure that they be able to fill the roster. But with not really putting a lot of money in the quarterback position, it's going to allow them to get more talent around Jameis. And Jameis proved what he can do with talent. You know, the year before with Tampa, you know, you take away the turnovers, that's 5,000 yards passing.
Well, there's still a chance that Russell Wilson is available now.
we
had Shefty on yesterday.
Wrong.
I'm not counting that out.
You're
until
not
it's counted out. Until I hear
Seattle
Seahawks say
he
is our quarterback moving forward,
let me shut
I'm going to keep speculating because that's what Russell Wilson has led me to do.
Jay Weezy, let me shut that down for you. If Seattle trades Russell Wilson, that's like $30 million of cap hit, and you're going to let arguably an MVP walk.
What if your MVP doesn't want to be there,
Bart? It's going to be the year after. They can't get rid of him this year. That's too big of a hit. Nobody's going to absorb that type of salary cap.
Why are you killing my Chicago Bears? Why are you doing that? That's our one. That's the Bears' one hope. Yeah. That's their one hope, Bart.
We will get to
you
Chicago.
Want Khalil Mack? What else you want? Matt Nagy, too? What else you want?
Listen, at this point, Pete Carroll, 70-something years old, man. He's not starting over with a rebuild. You don't rebuild and start over at 70. No, he's a spry 70, but you're not starting over at 70, man. So they're going to hold Russell hostage unless they get something in return. You maybe look out for Carolina. Carolina's the only team that can offer maybe Teddy Bridgewater back. Teddy Bridgewater is also somebody that can go to your Chicago Bears if they decide that they can move up from 8 and get a stud at quarterback, and then they'll be looking for a backup quarterback, and they'll have that young stud. And so that's the only hope that your Chicago Bears have is maybe a little Teddy B back into the old division, which he was king in Minnesota.
And that's the whole point about the quarterback carousel. Like, it's as we talk about all these other moves that are going on in the NFL offseason, it's still the quarterbacks that get our attention. But Jay's not wrong, though. I mean, again, the Winston thing is interesting. It could be a prove it. And then it also allows you that if you're the Saints, okay, we're not married to anyone right now. So if a Russell Wilson could become available at some point,
next year,
it doesn't have that big of an effect. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, brought to you by Mako. Get a refresh. Okay. Ooh. Get a fresh one.
Or
with
refresh.
Your refund.
Either one.
During Mako's tax season event for expert paint and collision repair, use their contactless services. It's as easy as book, quote, and fix. Uh-oh, better get Mako. Visit Mako.com today to schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply. So as we talk about other teams that would contend with Tampa in the NFC, you'd have to look to Green Bay. They were in that championship game against them. But Corey Linsley is gone.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers' center is out. The Chargers signed him to a five-year, $62.5 million deal. He's now
Packers the weren't gonna pay him
highest
that.
Paid center. That's what it sounds like.
Desperation.
He kind of knew he was leaving as well. But if you're the Chargers and you've got a young quarterback, this makes a ton of sense. You get somebody, right, for Justin Herbert.
Well, the Pouncey brothers retired, right? So they have to replace that type of talent as well. So they had to go out and listen, they had to identify and they had to overpay, quite frankly.
All right, so Keyshawn thought, though, that Linsley was a top priority for the Packers because you want to keep Aaron Rodgers happy. What do they do now? What do you do to make sure that we're not having another offseason of Aaron Rodgers?
Bart has a question. He's raising his hand in class.
Is this multiple choice?
Bartholomew?
Is it multiple choice or true or false? I'm not sure.
It's a true or false question.
Okay. Can they replace Linsley? True.
Well, no, what I was saying was, or what I was asking, was what do they need to do to make sure that Aaron Rodgers isn't going to have another tantrum or another fit about how he's not happy about things. And I know, sure, just do this. Rework his contract, give him more guaranteed money, and an extension. I get it. But this is still Aaron Rodgers. He's still somewhat in his prime. And you've got to win with him at some point. He can't just get to the NFC Championship game and lose and feel like hey, at least it's a nice run. They've got to get him. They've got to figure out a way to build the Super Bowl team with him before he heads off into the sunset like we saw Drew Brees do.
You know what I love about this show? Like, we have this thing where my nickname is Tree, where I say something and nobody hears it, and then it's regurgitated on some of these big platforms.
Oh, it happens.
And then you know what I'm saying? So what I love about what I'm about to say is you can at me after I say it because it's an easy fix. And any decent general manager will see these moves. Like, see – As casual fans, we play checkers. These general managers are paid to play chess. So, okay, you say, how can I replace Linsley? Okay, well, it's a guy out there that was a Patriot. That's a pretty good damn player. The Patriots spent all this money. What they didn't do is bring back David Andrews. David Andrews is an easy fix to just plug and play with Aaron Rodgers. 29 years old, he's a Pro Bowler. He's an all-pro caliber player. Then you go out and say, hey, we're going to let Preston Smith go. And he may not even know that he may be on the chopping block or the trading block because Rashawn Gary became of age. He's the 12th overall pick. So then it's easy to just slide him out. He's cheap on a rookie deal. Then you go get Will Fuller. And then everything is A-OK now. You replace your center. You've got more cash. You go out and get Will Fuller. Happy A-A-Ron. Listen, they brought back Aaron Jones.
You believe in Will Fuller, even with the issues?
Well, the issue with him is not his talent. The issue is can he stay healthy?
Healthy.
And that's been the issue. That's maybe he got.
It's never been a talent, but it's been all the other stuff.
Yeah, he got the PEDs. But listen, if that's not the case, you still got Curtis Samuels out there, right? You still have you got Kenny Galladay still out there. You think Preston Smith is making a lot of money, right? He doesn't have the productivity. He makes a lot of money. You clear the books. It's all about accounting. It's about the redistribution of funds. So you have an opportunity that way to go out and get Andrews, pay him pretty good money, but don't pay him top-of-the-market money. Give A-Aaron an extension, and it frees up more money. The same thing that Tom Brady did.
I like where you're going.
And that's how you free money up. So it's not about who wins day one. It's about who's playing chess.
If you have Will Fuller as an option, if he's able to stay healthy with Devontae Adams, with Aaron Jones, with that lineup that you have, I mean, their defense got – it's
and you can
bring
right
it, back you, where they you, were
you
supposed to
be. You bring in a guy like K'Ron Short, right, who's a stud, who got let go by the Panthers, who is a guy that you're going to sign later if you realize that you don't address that need in the draft. And listen, you're fixed right there, man. I'm telling you, that's a squad. And then you say, okay, I see you, but I raise you a little bit, terrific, Tom. So come on back in here. Now we have defense just like you have defense because we know that Za'Darius Smith is a beast on the outside. Mm-hmm. Zaire Alexander is a beast. You know, they got a tremendous defense outside. They just couldn't stop the run. So they go out and you hear that it's rumblings about people and teams making calls about C.J. Mosley. I wouldn't be surprised if you're Green Bay and you can make a trade for a guy like C.J. Mosley in the middle. Now, I don't know why the Jets would ever do that.
I don't either.
But everybody has a price.
Unless he doesn't want to be a Jet.
Well, C.J. Mosley's making – you know, he's only played one game in 2 years, opted out last year. He's making $15 million a year. You know, teams that are calling about C.J. Mosley aren't teams – that are teams that are just trying to, you know, improve. These are teams that are trying to win a championship.
Right. Yeah.
And when you think about who's trying to win a championship,
he's a key piece.
I think A-Aaron is one of those
guys.
He's
right there.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, problem solved. So when this tree falls later, don't at me, but at me.
No, I'm going to at you the whole day now. I want to see how far it falls.
Jay, I got to ask you a question.
I stayed in Holiday Inn Express, man.
We've been on just about an hour.
Uh-huh.
Right? How many times did you just gaze at the medallion? And how it just sparkles.
I've been blinded by it a couple of times.
The way the lighting hits the medallion.
It pops on it.
This is my wisdom piece.
It looks like a Mortal Kombat symbol.
That's what I said.
I thought it was Mortal Kombat.
Right.
Can we get a close-up
Raiden
on this?
Wins.
I know you guys can't see it at home, but I mean, it is popping. And then he has a Cartier. Bart ain't playing.
This is my dragon, man. Wisdom, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Enter the dragon.
Enter the dragon.
But it's just like when he talks.
You come straight out of a comic book, punk.
But when Bart talks and it's like he really gets into a topic and his eyes start to sparkle, it's like the medallion also sparkles. It's almost like that's his, like you said, it's your wisdom piece.
My superpower.
I like it.
It feels like if you snatch that,
Dragonfly
Jones. And Bart turns into like Flowers for Algernon, where you just suddenly can't comprehend.
Hey, and when he starts going, though, when he got hot about, let me tell you how this tree's going to fall, he gets locked into a matrix. Because I tried to get in there about three or four times. I was like, And you know when you try to, you guys can't see it at home, but when you try to get your partner's attention, you're like, hey, me. I'm over here. I'm ready.
He looks away like
he was just locked in.
I can't see you.
I've been trying to learn karate. You done nothing but make me paint your face.
Right.
Play against KJ and Z on ESPN's Tournament Challenge. Sign up at ESPN.com/bracket or download the Tournament Challenge app and search KJZ. You know what else you can do? Search Bart and Hunt as well. Jay Williams Celebrity Group is currently in the top 10 of the largest groups right now.
Oh,
everybody wants to
just saying
take you on.
I like it.
So you have that. All right. By the way, two more quarterbacks are off the market. So what does it mean for one team desperate to upgrade that position? You know the market we're talking about. Jay brought it up. Chicago. That's next. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, Zubin.
Come on, Chi-Town. Let's get it together.
Radio. Bart and his medallion. We'll be back next.
Walk in the mile.
Come on, Ryan Pace, make a move. Play some chess.